In today's gospel, Christ declares that he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. So I'd like to pose this question to everybody. Who in your life would you trust with your life? Again, who in your life would you trust in your life, with your life? For me, it's an easy question, an easy answer, is my brother-in-law, Kenny. Now, my brother-in-law, Kenny, and I are a year apart in age. We met when I met his sister, obviously, and ended up marrying her. We were in our early 20s. And Kenny was very, very involved at St. Michael's in Lowell. He was involved with the CYO. He was at Mass all the time. He, in fact, was the reason why, one of the reasons why I started coming back to the Catholic Church and ended up where I am today. But Kenny, I could tell him anything, and I trust him with my life. I can even tell him things about his sister, and he won't go back and tell her. That's how I trust him with my life, because if he ever told her anything, my life would be over. But I do. I trust Kenny with everything. He is my best friend then, my best friend today, and what he has done for me in my life by being that example has brought me where I am today. Now let me reverse the question for all of us. Who in our life would trust us with their life? Who in our life would trust us with their life? Would anyone trust us with their life? If the answer is yes, that's wonderful. But if the answer is no, then we have work to do. Because we are called to be Christ-like in today's gospel, the good shepherd. We have to shepherd each other, which means giving our life for one another. Who would we be willing to die for, and who knows that about us? Do people see us that way? Do people see us as the good shepherd? Do people see us as Christ-like in their life? Do people know that we love them? Who in our lives would see us as willing to lay down our life for them? A true love. How many know what a true love is? Is true love a feeling that, like, woo-hoo-hoo, I love her, or I love him, or I love that? No, love is not a feeling. Love is not that tingle or that thought. Love is a choice that we make each and every day. We get up every morning to say, I love my husband, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my dog. We make a choice to love. And Jesus made that choice for us. He didn't have a tingly feeling on the cross. He didn't just thought he loved us. But Jesus made a choice to die on the cross. He made a choice to love each and every one of us. He made a choice to be the good shepherd and lay his life down so that we could live, so that we could know mercy, so that we could know forgiveness, so that we could know true love, the love, the choice that Jesus made. We're asked to do the same, to choose love for one another. Love's a choice. Today is also the Good Shepherd Sunday, but it's also Pray for Vocations Sunday. Well, what is a vocation? You know, we pray in the Sunday prayers for pray for vocations, the priesthood, the diaconate, consecrated religious life, sacramental marriage. Yes, those are vocations, and they're good to pray for. But we all have a vocation, and our vocation is to answer the call of God. We are all called to be Christ-like. We are all called to choose love for one another. That is our vocation. So on this Sunday, we pray for ourselves, but we pray for each other, that we answer that call to love unconditionally and to choose it and not wait for the butterfly feeling. It is a choice. And what we do affects everyone around us when we choose to love one another and we choose to show Christ to each other. Small example. Young man that works on my team, works with me at work, at Comcast. Wonderful young man, hard worker. And each and every day we talk about work and things that he has to get done. And within that conversation every day, we also talk about life and religion because he's curious. He tells me he's lost and he's looking for something. He even said to me the other day, I want to go to confession. I feel the need to get rid of some things. He's not of the Catholic faith, so we're working on that. I think I'll have him in RCIA coming up this year. But it's because of my example, not just as his boss, but as one who loves Christ and shows that he came to me. That is my vocation here in the church and out in the world. We are all called to do the same, to be an example of Jesus' love for each other, so that another will be curious enough to know or to ask, what can I do to receive and to understand and to know the love of Christ? God bless.